Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To die, and she gets it in. Hoosier with the assist, and Platteville leads by a score of 4-3. Serving for Platteville, Soraya Stone. Stone gets the whistle. There's the approach. Line drive serve. Fielded near side by Platteville. Kept live by Stokes. Back to the middle and driven over by Birchfield. Millman will try it. Right side. Taking a shot. There is Richard. Back row. Nice dig for River Valley. Shot right. Now blocked and down. Birchfield's shot blocked by Dye. That was a tremendous dig by Brooklyn Stokes of River Valley to keep it going. But Platteville leads 5-3. Here comes the approach. Platteville serves it long, out of bounds. River Valley gains a point, 5-4. Platteville won the opening set, 25-14. Homecoming volleyball getting an early start tonight. JV match began at 4:45. Libero player, Brooklyn Taps with the serve. And that's going to be an ace. Platteville can't find it on the left side. And we are tied. 5 apiece. Taps will try it again. Braylon with the approach. There's the serve. Fielded now by Platteville. Free ball into the net. And they'll get the count. Can't get it over on hit number 3. And all of a sudden, River Valley leads for the first time. 6-5 here in the second. Serving is River Valley's Braylon Taps. Had an ace a couple of serves ago. There's the serve. Platteville digs it. Now Hoosier gets it over on hit number 3. Center of left side. Tapped over and down for Brooklyn Stokes. River Valley leads by 2 at 7-5. Brooklyn Stokes gets into the act and the Blackhawks lead it. Braylon Taps keeps on keeping on. Here's the approach and the serve. Dug on the far side by Platteville. Back to the right side. Taking a shot. It's out of bounds. They couldn't miss in the opener and miss there. And River Valley leads by 3. 8-5 in set number 2. Braylon Taps with the serve. Dug by Temperley. There's the set on the right side. Taking a shot is Dye. Backed up by River Valley. Mahoney passes right side. Taking a shot. Dye blocks it. Back to Hillebrand, keeping it live. There is Stokes taking it back row to Platteville. Front row now to Dye on the run, drives it in. Off the assist from Hoosier, and it is 8-6. Brianna Dye will exit as they rotate around. Maggie Grabant, the libero player, is in. Timeout for the ball to be retrieved. Platteville will serve. Here comes the approach and a line drive serve. Fielded back row there by Taps. Back to the right side. Taking a shot. Birchfield and no, it's out of bounds. Missed the back line and that makes it an 8-7 ball game. Platteville will serve again. 8-7. Here's the serve. Fielded back row by Taps. Pass to the left side. Taking a shot is Stokes. Fielded by Platteville, it drops over and out of bounds. Free ball over by Platteville, it landed on the net and then out of the out-of-bounds line. And that makes it 9-7, River Valley by 2 in the second. Returning to the front row is Izzy Rowe. And Paige Stafford is in to serve for the Blackhawks. Starts way back by the bleachers. And here we go. Serve on the right side. Back to the set for Platteville. Down it goes. Quinn Temperley makes it 9-8 as she gets in the act. So she will try again. Here comes the approach and the serve by Platteville. Net serve. Point goes right back to River Valley to make it 10-8. This one a little bit more like we expected tonight in this match. Kylie Smith returns to the back row for the Blackhawks. Kylie serve. Fielded now by Platteville. Set to the right side. They'll take a shot over the top by Richard. Fielded back row by Stafford. Back to Mahoney. Taking a shot over. Down it goes. On a big leap and hit by Brooklyn Stokes. 11-8, River Valley. Stokes with kill number two. Blackhawks have come out swinging a lot better in the second set. Trailing 1-0 to Platteville. Kylie Smith with the whistle, and there is the serve. Fielded near side by Platteville. They'll get the set. Taking a shot. That ball into the net. That's four hits, and River Valley leads by four. 12-8. Ball game score here in the second set. River Valley by four. So here is Kylie Smith getting the nod again. The serve. Fielded back row. Platteville back to the right, taking a shot. Blocked. It goes by Rolfe. Back to Platteville. He'll try again. Richard sets it over. Near side, the pass. Here's a shot with a left hand by Stokes. Fielded by Platteville. Here is Hoosier. Down the line on the shot by Richard. Returned by Rolfe. Back to the middle again for Platteville, taking a shot. Oh, what a dig there by Braylon Taft. Hawks try again from the left side. Stokes gets it over. Set to Richard. She'll drive it over. Ball popped up toward the stands. Centering it now is Stokes, and Mahoney gets it over. Back to the right side. Shot by Platteville. Blocked by Rolfe. Back to the right side. Into the net for Platteville. And River Valley leads 13-8. Timeout Platteville. River Valley looking like a different team in set number two. They lost the opener. They're ahead 13-8 in the second on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Bright County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome back. River Valley opens up another lead. Platteville struggling and struggling there in the middle of the lane after a hit by Rose. And River Valley all of a sudden leads it again 14-8. Here's the serve by the Blackhawks. Played by Platteville. They'll pass it to the right side. Taking a shot is Richard. Fielded by River Valley. Set on the near side. Rose takes it over. Popped up now by Hoosier. They'll set it. Now Schuler shot. Blocked by Rose. Back it goes to Hillman, and they're going to collide, and the ball lands in. Platteville making a lot of mistakes here. River Valley just keeps the volley going, and that's all it takes sometimes. 15-8. Make the other team make mistakes. Kylie Smith with the serve. That one in the back row for Platteville. They'll pass it off to the right side. Taking it over is Schuler. Fielded now by River Valley. Taking a shot. Down it goes. Brooklyn Stokes with a knuckleball. And that makes it a 16-8 River Valley lead. And she will try again. Biggest lead of the night for River Valley. Serve on the far side, played by Platteville. There's a quick set, shot over. Three ball back by River Valley and out of bounds. Quinn Temperley put a charge into that one. And that makes it 16-9. Temperley gets the point. Platteville rotates around. Number 22, Avery Richard, will serve. Brianna Dye, their middle player, hasn't rotated back in yet. Here's the serve, fielded by Stafford. Mahoney sets it up to the right side. Stokes takes it downtown. Brooklyn Stokes with the kill. 17-9. Stokes with her fourth kill. She will serve. Brooklyn back and ready. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded in the middle there by Platteville back to the right side. Richard drives it over. River Valley gets a little elevation on it. Back row now popped over by Stafford. Ball on the right side. Here's Platteville taking it over. One hand save and not enough for River Valley to get it back over. That was Soraya Stone who made it tough on the Blackhawks, and all of a sudden it's 17-10, and Rihanna Dye is back in the front row for Platteville. Here's the serve by the Hillman. Going to be fielded by Stafford. Mahoney drops it over and hit number two and got it in. Pulled a fast one on him. That'll make it 18-10. River Valley continuing to build a resume here in the second set. Platteville won the opener 25-14. Platteville in serve receive mode. River Valley's Ella Prohaska serves it. Fielded back row by Temperley. Here's the set. Now punched over. Ball set on the near side. Back to Myers. Down it goes. Ella Myers off the assist from Josie Mahoney. And that makes it 19-10. Both teams with the middles in that can be so dominant. Here's the serve. Fielded by Platteville. Temperley. Hoosier. Right side. Dumping it in is Layla Schuler for Platteville. That makes it 19-11. Second time around in the conference for these two teams. Platteville won the first match at Platteville. 3-1. Here's the serve. Fielded by Hillebrand. Mahoney, left side, punching it over is Birchfield. Fielded now on the near side by Platteville. They'll take it back to the right on a big hit by Stone and got it in. 19-12. Soraya Stone getting into the act. Layla Schuler will serve for Coach Denise Behringen. There's the serve. Fielded left side by River Valley. They'll take it to Birchfield. She takes it in. Attempted block by Platteville. Caroms off into the stands. That makes it 20-12. Back to serve will be Mahoney. River Valley rotates around now. Here's the serve by Mahoney. Fielded by Platteville's Temperley. Back to the middle. Rihanna Dye is going to set it over. Back over River Valley. Back to the front left. Shot up block. Down it goes. Birchfield's blocked by Rihanna Dye of Platteville. And the Hillman get a point. 20-13. Our score here at RVHS. Must be a big night. The Hawk is here tonight. Looking good. Eric Briel is here. He's looking, fair in the Midlands. Here comes the serve by Platteville. And it's going to be diving in there for Hillebrand. Nice job keeping it alive. Birchfield shot from the back row. Not in time. Well, Brooklyn Stokes got it to the top rung of the net. Couldn't get it over. Platteville is within 6. 20-14. Here comes the run-up and the serve by Malaya Temperley. And that's going to go as an ace. Sort of a diving effort by River Valley. And Platteville is within 5. 20-15, the freshman, Malaya Temperley, hadn't called her name much tonight. Gets an ace there, and she'll serve again. There's the serve. Popped up far side. That's an ace. Two in a row. That makes it 20-16, and suddenly a timeout by River Valley. They were cruising along on Moonlight Bay, but all of a sudden, Platteville is back within 4. Set number 2, Platteville won the opener, 25-14. This is high school volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
We haven't forgot about you texters. We want to give you the word this hour that can make you a winner in the Text to Win contest, the multi-state contest. This hour's word is chill. C-H-I-L-L. Chill. Text that in before 8 o'clock tonight to be a part of the winning, hopefully, from the Text to Win contest. Rotate it around on the Civic Media app or through 608-647-4155. Chill is the word. We're back to action. set on the right side. River Valley drives it over on the hit by Stafford. Flatfield tries again and taken over by Stone. Back to the left side, Stafford tries again. Blocked straight down by Dye. Keeping it going is Stokes, and now pushed over by Stafford. Flatfield back to the middle. There's Dye on the run. Drives it out of bounds. And River Valley gains the point. It is 21-16. Myers rotates out for River Valley. In to serve is Braylon Tafts. Braylon gets the dribble and the whistle, and here we go. There's the serve, far side, cut off by Platteville. There's Hoosier setting it up, taking a shot. Down it goes. Number 22, Avery Richard, coming from the back to really make a hit. 21-17. Richard with the kill, and Platteville will serve. River Valley by four here in the second. Here's the approach on the line drive serve, and it's going to be misplayed by River Valley, and down it goes for an ace. Flatville crawls to within three at 21-18. They're going to try to keep on keeping on. Maggie Gravant with an ace, and she'll get the ball again. Here comes the run-up, jump serve down the middle, cut off by Hillebrand. There's Mahoney back to the right side, taking it over is Stokes. Back row, diving dig, Platteville back to the near side, shot blocked. Down it goes for River Valley. Good block by Kenley Straka. That'll make it 22-18. River Valley will serve, leading by four and within three of going out here tonight. Here comes the approach and the serve, far side, popped up by Platteville. Gravant back to the near side and shoved over by Temperley. Back row, River Valley, set by Mahoney, tapped over by Roth. Diving dig, Platteville gets it over on the hit by Sneering. Back to Roth again, she drives it over and down it goes. Izzy Roth making her presence known, and it's 23-18, River Valley, and Platteville will use a timeout. River Valley within two of going out. They have a five-point lead, trying to even up the match at one. This is high school volleyball from WRCO Sports.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
A stylish new ThermoTrue front entry door from All American Do It Center can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single doors, double doors, or ones with side lights come in a variety of colors and designs. They are the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals and carry outstanding warranties. Just ask the building materials team for ThermoTrue entry doors at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
The point, knocking it down there was Stokes again, and they have game point all of a sudden, 24-18. The score, River Valley with game point. Roth making her presence known in the front, and River Valley's trying to win it. They're a point away from getting the victory in set number two. Here comes the run-up, and the line drive serve, far side, fielded by Platteville. It caroms into the stands. Oh, they get it over on hit number three. Excellent play. Back to Mahoney on the left side. Stokes for the kill. Out of bounds. On the shot. That makes it 24-19. 24-19. River Valley still with game point. Hoosier will serve for Platteville. Gets the whistle. Here's the serve. Left side. Cut off there by Tafts. Mahoney with the set. Here's the shot in the River Valley. And Platteville fields it. Hoosier and Smith. And Temperley gets it down. 24-20. Platteville's not done yet. We have an injured player on the floor. Had a couple of players I know collide there just a little bit ago. And so hopefully everybody's all right. That was River Valley getting a couple of players that tangled up there. And volleyball is a sport where, you know, you don't think of it being a contact sport, but it certainly can be. But it's your own players. It's not like running into the other team, unless you run into them during the handshake or something. But This is a case where they kind of tangled up as they made the hit. 24-20, Platteville is within 4 points here tonight. Let's check the Filney flip phone scoreboard as we have the opportunity. Platteville Lancaster gets the win 1-0 over River Valley in high school soccer tonight, played at RVHS. I'm not surprised that was close. I saw bits and pieces of the first half, and it was scoreless the whole time I was watching, and it just looked very competitive. So Platteville Lancaster gets the win on Mueller Pitch here tonight at River Valley. Also in a soccer final at Prairie du Chien, Prairie du Chien defeats Richland Center 5-3. That score also the only finals that we have tonight in high school soccer. And part of that is that we started quite early here tonight. But the way that the matches go in the Southwest Conference and River Valley coming back, if they can hang on and handle the win here and even things up, yeah, it's probably going to be about the same time it normally is, because we could see a five-set match. I know that River Valley officials hoping to get the homecoming fun and festivities following this started and getting it going in good time, but it all is always dependent on the varsity match. So, Josh, the trainer, is out having a look at the injured River Valley player. We'll be here tomorrow night for high school football. Wouldn't want to miss that one. Richland Center at River Valley, and had people ask me all week, hey, what do you think? And I said from the get-go, because I've seen both teams this year, that it'll be an interesting matchup. That's a good way to, I guess, just say it and really not say, I mean, there are times when I think maybe this team has an edge, that team has an edge. But it all comes out of the wash tomorrow night. We'll see how it goes in high school football. River Valley will have the emotion of homecoming, and Richland Center, of course, just playing its rival. That's enough to get you fired up. And we've seen a lot of memorable ones. We've seen some close ones in recent days between the two schools. So we think tomorrow certainly could be a very close one as well. We'll talk about River Valley's nice win over Lancaster coming up just a little bit here on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. But they endured a lightning delay, and they endured a Lancaster comeback attempt. And I'll tell you, when you defeat Prairie du Chien and Lancaster in the same season, I don't care the year. That's worth celebrating. And that's no disrespect to those teams. It's just the fact that they're always good. And I've played a number of them over the years. I broadcast many of them over the years. And the local teams that we carry don't always have a lot to cheer about. So River Valley getting a nice win over their rivals. They've had some good games with Lancaster. I've had the chance to call those over the years. And the interesting thing with both Lancaster and Platteville, I saw them last week too, they've been scoring quite a few points. River Valley able to outscore them. Nice round of applause as the injured player is helped from the court. So we wish the best. It's Kenley Straka, who has played really well this season and tonight as well. And kind of got twisted up, so they're not letting her put a lot of weight on her leg as they take her from the court. And Rally will bring in Elizabeth Gostomski is coming in, senior middle hitter. So as the player is escorted from the court, again, River Valley still has game point here, 24-20. And they have the upper hand and the edge. Sometimes after a long delay like this and one of your teammates is injured and you're concerned for them, it's kind of hard to get back and focus. But River Valley just wants to get a point and get into the next game and see what happens here. Boy, a lot of them are on the in the homecoming spirit here tonight. Looks like Grady Graham is leading the charge down there. We may talk to him tomorrow. The River Valley FFA will be here for the fair tomorrow. All right, play is going to resume. The server is Mia Hoosier. River Valley leading 24-20 here in the second set. Platteville won the opener 25-14. Gostomski is coming in, front right. Of course, they want to make sure that she is in the same position that that Kenley Straka was. So, get a little confusion about where everybody was and is. Roth will be on the left, Gostomski on the right. Got that settled. All right, here we go. Mia Hoosier will serve for Platteville as they try to keep it going. River Valley trying to win it. Game point, Blackhawks. Here's the serve. Net serve, and River Valley wins. That was quick. 25-20, River Valley evens the score. We're even at one apiece here in tonight's matchup. You're listening to high school volleyball coverage from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The River Valley football team endured a lightning delay last week and then went on to defeat the Lancaster Flying Arrows. I asked Coach Tyler McLean about River Valley's tough night and eventual win.
Definitely a factor into it. I'll give a lot of credit to our players, though. They kept us focused in the locker room there. We kind of had to shift around just depending on where we were located, and our guys stayed focused. A lot of our senior leaders took initiative to keep guys locked in, going through adjustments and all that. I'm really proud of those guys, really kind of handling that adversity and handling that kind of change, so being able to execute.
You were able to score some points again. Your offensive average has been pretty good this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been able to put a lot of points on the board, and again, that's a credit to all the kids putting in all the hard work of all the way through practice. Again, we've been having a lot of success up front, if that's running the ball or pass protection when we're throwing the ball as well. Again, credit to all the players for executing and looking to build off it.
That's Tyler McLean. The Blackhawks will host Richland Center for homecoming football Friday night. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. It is a 1-1 match here after a 25-14 win for Platteville and a 25-20 win for River Valley. Ella Myers with four kills in the second. Brooklyn Stokes with four kills, a block from Kenley Straka, and also three kills for Rihanna Dye, for Platteville, an ace for Malia Temperley, and for Maggie Grabant as well. And that's how we go in the second set. Teams will switch sides and get back to it. River Valley staying. Actually, these teams are switching. Sometimes they do. River Valley stays on the left side, Platteville on the right. And we'll get the next one started. Third set is underway with a serve from Quinn Temperley. Fielded by River Valley. Stafford back to Mahoney. Now on the run, Myers, shot blocked by Platteville, and on the line they got it in. Blocked by Layla Schuler, and Platteville takes a 1-0 lead. Back it goes to the back wall. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded now by Smith. Mahoney takes it to the left. Myers takes it over the net. Diving dig kept live by Platteville and pushed over. Great dig by Stone. Here's the set. Try again. Myers. Shot blocked by Dye. Back to the right side. Tapped over. And there is a double hit called on Platteville. River Valley evens it up. When Rihanna Dye for Platteville and Ella Myers of River Valley are head-to-head, it makes for some interesting matchups. So here we go with the approach and the serve by Ella Prohaska, one of the Platteville captains, talking with the official in the net, checking on things, asking about a call. It looks like everything is settled and straight. Here we go. Serve coming up. for Ella Prohaska. There it is. Right side, fielded by the Hillman. Back to Dye, slaps it over. Fielded by Smith, kept live by Mahoney. Called, and now taking it over is Stokes. Platteville tries again on the right side, softly over the top, kept live. Nice save. That one batted out of bounds by River Valley after a beautiful dig by Brooklyn Stokes. But the next hit went awry, out to the left and out of bounds. 2-1, Platteville in the lead here in the third. This one going at least four tonight. Here's the serve. Fielded now, set on the left side, taking a shot. It's going to be blocked now, and that one is going to be out of bounds on the far side off of River Valley. So it makes it a 3-1 lead for Platteville. Platteville serving from my right to my left. Here's the approach, line drive serve, far side, dug by Smith. Set, Myers, down it goes. Ella Myers makes it 3-2. Mahoney will serve. Platteville rotates around. Mahoney checking the air in the ball. Comes up and there is the serve. Fielded now on the near side, back to the right, taking a shot. Down it goes. There's Platteville's Soraya Stone with a big kill. That makes it 4-2, Platteville. Coming into serve is Malia Temperley for Platteville. River Valley in serve receive mode in the third. Here's the runoff and the line drive, a soft one. Fielded now by Hillebrand, back to Mahoney. That one hanging on the net. Blocked over by Dye, kept live by River Valley. Myers takes a shot, blocked by Dye, and it lands. Dye got a block, but her teammates couldn't get to it, and it drops in for a River Valley point. It is 4-3. Serving for River Valley is Braylon Tafts. Braylon and the Hawks trying to tie it up in the third. There's the serve. Cut off now by Stone. There's a set by Hoosier, taking a shot. Nice shot by Platteville. Good dig there by Hillebrand. And now back row Tafts, back row Mahoney, and they can't get her over in three hits. That one really took off. 5-3, the score. Platteville by two. And Maggie Grabant will serve. The senior moves from the back wall, steps up, and here's the serve. Hillebrand fields for River Valley. Mahoney takes it to the left, taking a shot, and a nice one blocked by River Valley. Back it goes to Myers, and now back to Platteville again. They'll try for the right side, and down it goes. Avery Richard, good play at the net by Brooklyn Stokes, and Avery Richard wins the battle. Platteville leads by a 6-3 score. Serving again will be Platteville. Grabant gets the whistle. Comes up with a jump serve. And it's going to hit the River Valley player in the back row and drop in. Trying to get out of the way, Braylon Tafts. And I think it still would have been in there. It did hit her, so it counts, but I think it still would have landed inbounds. So really good serve. 7-3. Grabant gets an ace. And she will serve again. Go by four. There's another line drive. Hillebrand pops it near side. Stafford can't get it as she chases it into the stands. And that makes it 8-3. And River Valley will take a timeout. Platteville by five in the third. The match is even at one win apiece. You're listening to High School Volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Richland County Bank has made better service a priority since 1881. Richland County Bank Online gives you immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From the convenience of your home or office, it's simple, it's secure, and best of all, it's free. All Richland County Bank transactions and account data are protected by the most sophisticated technology in use for online banking today. Richland County Bank Online may be perfect for you. Learn more at Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. It is an 8-3 ball game. Platteville has taken the lead, and River Valley using its first timeout in this set. Maggie Grabant will serve for Platteville. River Valley in serve-receive mode. And a noisy jump. Here's the serve. It's going to be Hillebrand diving and gets a real nice play. Gets it over. Slapped over by Stone. Back to River Valley. Kept live. One-hand save by Gostomski. keeps it going. Platteville tries again, and that one makes it going down. Nice shot by Avery Richard. Off the assist from Hoosier, Richard makes it a six-point lead. 9-3 the score here in high school volleyball tonight. Platteville and River Valley tied at one. Platteville leads by six in the third. Here comes the run-up and the line drive serve and fielded now back row there by Taps. Back to Stafford and now over the top by Gostowski. They'll try again with a quick set shot by Richard. Now nice block back by Gostowski. Shot by Platteville. Back row from Richard. Played by Taps. Mahoney, Stafford. Shot blocked by Platteville. Down it goes. Quinn Temperley gets a good beat on it. Makes it 10-3. Into the contest for River Valley, number 14, Carly Birchfield. She was injured in the last match that we were at here at River Valley against Richland Center. 10-3 score. This one played by Hillebrand. Mahoney, left side, taking a shot, is going to be Stokes and got it down. Brooklyn Stokes turns the tide for River Valley. It is 10-4 here in the third. Coming in to serve will be number four, Paige Stafford. River Valley in the light purple. Platteville dark purple, reminiscent of the Ithaca Bulldogs. Here comes the serve. This one fielded far side. Played by Hoosier. Back to the near side, and Temperley gets it over. Here's the set. Roth, down it goes. Boy, every time Izzy gets in there, she makes her presence known, and River Valley cuts it to five. Izzy Roth with the kill. Should mention why they're wearing purple tonight. Passing for preemies, for premature births. At the subject tonight, they did a bucket run through the stands in honor of that for the cause. Here's a nice serve. Down it goes on an ace. River Valley gains another point. Paige Stafford makes it 10-6. First ace of the third set. Paige will serve again. 10-6 Platteville. Stafford serve. That one fails and got away out of bounds. Point for Platteville. That makes it 11-6. Ava Anderson is into the ball game for Platteville. And Layla Schuler in the front row. I don't know that Ava has served tonight, but she will here. River Valley in serve-receive mode. All right. Some question by the official as the substitution. I don't think he saw Ava come in. Ava is serving. Here comes the serve. And it's going to be an ace. That's a good way to come in. River Valley let it go, and it drops into the back row. That makes it 12-6. Serving again, Platteville in the third. This big crowd tonight, hopefully they all come out for all the events tomorrow and football tomorrow night. Anderson with the next serve. Fielded now by Stafford. Mahoney left side. Roth for the kill and into the net. That's a point for Platteville. That'll make it 13-6. They lead by seven. Getting the whistle again. Ava Anderson pops it over. Fielded by Stafford. Now Mahoney on the net. Shot blocked by Roth. Back it goes to Platteville. They'll hit it over. Stone, nice job. Roth recovers. Back to Platteville. Anderson sets it up. Shot down by Avery Richard. 14-6 Platteville. Avery Richard gets the kill. And Platteville leads it by eight in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action tonight here on River Valley's homecoming Thursday night. Here's the whistle. Ava Anderson with the serve. Fielded by Stafford. It caroms to the left side. River Valley can't field it. And all of a sudden, it is a 15-6 ball game. Coming into the game for River Valley, number 14, Carly Birchfield. 9-point Platteville lead. Here's the serve. Down the middle of the floor. Pass by Stokes. She gets it right back to the back row. Drops it over. Fielded by Platteville. They'll keep it going. Anderson back to Hoosier. Ball knocked by Richard. Blocked by Roth. Back to River Valley. That's a lift called on Platteville. 15-7, side out River Valley. It's been well played, you know, and I'm just thinking about that. I don't know if we've had somebody run into the net or go under the net here tonight. There have been a couple of those, a couple of double hits and a lift here and there, but nothing on the net. So well played tonight by these teams. Here's the serve, fielded by Platteville. They won't get a hit on hit number two. And River Valley gains a point, 15-8. The dig was there, everything was set up, but nobody to accept it. Here comes Smith with a serve for River Valley. Platteville by seven, this one back row, and River Valley is going to get another point. That'll go as an ace. 15-9. Kylie Smith with the ace for River Valley. Trying it again will be Kylie. Platteville by six. Smith serve, far side, and it drops just out of bounds. Just missed. That's a point for Platteville. 16-9. Avery Richard will serve. Platteville leading in the match. There's the drive on the left side. Fielded by Birchfield to the net. Ball drops, and River Valley can't play it. It nicked the net, and the Hawks couldn't play the carom. That makes it an 8-point lead for Platteville. 17-9 in the third. Here's the serve. Pulled to the near side. Popped up by Stokes. Back to the middle. Rose takes it over. Kept live by Platteville for a moment, but not long. Mia Hoosier got a hand on it, and that was about it. Izzy Rote making her presence known, and that makes it 17-10. River Valley now with Ella Myers back in the front row. Here comes the approach and the serve by Stokes. Platteville keeps it going with a quick hit on the left side. They'll get it over. Myers, Mahoney, tip kill, shot blocked by Platteville. Back to River Valley. They can't get it over. That's four hits. Great blocking and then just all-around play. Concentration by the ladies. The block with was by Soraya Stone, and Platteville leads it 18-10, and they get the serve. Quinn Temperley will serve for Platteville. They'll have a discussion now with River Valley's setter. That's Mahoney. Whatever it is, we're going now. 18-10 Platteville. Line drive serve. Fielded by Smith. Pass back to the left side. Myers for the kill. Down it goes. 18-11. Ella Myers gets the kill. Back in business is River Valley. They have the side out, trailing by seven, 18-11. Myers with two kills in the third set. Here's Prohaska with the serve. Fielded by Platteville. Hoosier with the set. Dye with a kill and got it down. Tried to part the waters and drove it sharply where they weren't, right in the back row. So that makes it a 19-11 ball game. Brianna Dye with the kill. Serving will be Layla Schuler for Platteville. Schuler, line drives it far side, fielded by Hillebrand. There's the center left side. Birchfield can't make the play. That was right near the antenna. Passed the letter a little bit too far, and Platteville suddenly leads 20-11. Layla Schuler will serve again. Steps up. Here's the serve. Ball is going to be fielded left side, set up by Birchfield, driven over there. There's Mahoney back to the right side, blocked by Myers, back to Platteville. Hoosier gets it over on hit number two. There's Smith, Mahoney, Myers drives it over. Free ball by Platteville, it drops over and out of bounds. They dropped it on top of the net, and it drops outside the line, and River Valley has a point. It is 20-12. Some very good volleys going on in this one tonight. Serving will be Josie Mahoney. Josie with the serve. Fielded now by Platteville. Pass to the left side. They'll take it on the run. Driving it back row to Hillebrand. Mahoney, left side. Birchfield won't get it. It's going to lead her right into the antenna again. And it's 21-12 Platteville. If you're just joining us, each team has 1-1 here tonight. It'll be a marathon, not a sprint. 25-14 Platteville in the opener. River Valley wins the second, 25-20. Platteville leading 21-12. Here's the serve. River Valley returns it on a hit by Gostomski. Back to the back row. Back to the front. Dye shot. Out of bounds. Missed the back line. And that'll make it 21-13. 21-13 here. The ball game score. River Valley will serve. Braylon Taft does the honors. Taft steps up. Lines it far side and out of bounds. That'll make it Platteville's point, 22-13. They will serve. River Valley in serve receive mode, and Platteville will put it in play. Here's the north end, the serve, fielded by Hellebrand. Back it goes to Mahoney. Stokes takes it over. Back row, Platteville. Grabant to Hoosier. Stone on the run to River Valley. Back row set by Mahoney. Front row, Stokes drives it over. Platteville hits the net on the return trip, and that's a point. 22-14, 8-point advantage for Platteville. River Valley just keeps chipping away, and here's Izzy Roth back to the front row for River Valley. Serving is Carly Birchfield, and that one is back row Platteville. Right in the middle, they'll set it to the right side. Taking a shot is Stone. Diving is Mahoney up to the net. Ball blocked by Platteville. Down it goes. Quinn Temperley gets the block, just waiting at the net. 23-14, Platteville by 9. Into the contest for Platteville. Number 10, Layla Schuler. Number 1, Ava Anderson, and Ava will serve. She had an ace earlier. Here comes the whistle and the serve. Fielded now back row by Stokes. Pass to the left side. Roth takes it with the angle. Back row, Platteville. Back to the front. Diving drive, and it's going to be in there. Quinn Temperley diving toward the net. Really got down on one, and it's game point, Platteville. 24-14. Platteville with game point. Serve. Ava Anderson steps up. Here it is. Back row played by Stokes. Set by Mahoney. Roth on the run, drives it over. Fielded by Platteville. There's the set by Anderson. Shot blocked by Roth. Ball over. Slammed over by Stone. Back row, Birchfield. Mahoney, River Valley gets it over. Platteville back row. Here's the carom off the net. Platteville can't play it. It's a point for the Blackhawks. 24-15. Probably will be some students that are a little hoarse tomorrow. They are making their presence known here tonight. Good school spirit. Smith will serve. 24-15, Platteville. Here it is. Back row, Grabant can't play it. That's an ace. And River Valley's not done yet. 24-16. Miley Smith with an ace. Gets the ball back. Smith with a couple of dribbles. Here's the run-up and the serve. Down the middle of the board, played by Platteville. Hoosier pops it up, getting it over his Stone. Played by River Valley. Pass to the left side. Stokes softly taps it over. Played by Platteville. Will give it right back for the middle. There's a shot over the top by Richard. Blocked by Roth. Back to Platteville again. They'll try from the right side. Dumping it over was Layla Schuler. Now River Valley tries again. Stokes drops it over. Bumped to the ceiling by Platteville. He'll get it over on hit number 3. Hit by Temperley. Birchfield. Stokes. Roth. Down it goes. The rally is not done. 24-17. Good long volley here tonight. Serving will be Kylie Smith. Platteville still has game point. Smith with the serve. Fielded by Grabant. There's a set on the right side. Softly tapped over by Platteville. Down it goes. And they win game 3. 25-17. Platteville with the win in the third. May take the lead in the match. 2-1. That means that River Valley will have to win the next two. We'll be back with more from River Valley High School in just a moment. 2-1, Platteville in the lead. This is Homecoming Volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations, along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, Proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. But Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all-deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. We want to give you again the word that you can text in tonight and be a part of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, multi-state contest going on tonight. And the word is chill, C-H-I-L-L. Such as, when I get home, I will chill my bottle of ski. Chill is the word. Text that in through the WRCL Civic Media app, or you can call it in, text it in, I should say, to 608-647-4155. Text to win contest going on this week and next as well. Join us tomorrow for seven more words that can qualify you, including a word during tomorrow night's football coverage between River Valley and Richland Center. Stats from set number three, Quinn Temperley of Platteville leads with a total of three kills. Also, Brianna Dye and Soraya Stone each have a kill. For River Valley, Ella Myers had two kills. Paige Stafford and Kylie Smith each have an ace. So Platteville wins set one, 25-14. Set three, 25-17. River Valley wins set two tonight, 25-20. And we're getting into set number four. River Valley on our left, Platteville on our right. As we get it going tonight again, set number four, everybody warmed up. I think everybody kind of resting their vocal cords during that one. It was just a constant roar, like the Beatles were here or something back in 64. Big screams the whole set. Everybody quiet, but they'll get it going again here. Again, a huge crowd for homecoming Thursday night. River Valley will start at serving. Number eight is Braylon Tafts. The libero player, and she'll get it going. We'll see how this one goes. Platteville trying to win it in four. River Valley needs to win the next two. Here's the serve. Fielded by Stone. There is Hoosier setting up. Shot blocked. Down it goes by Myers. On a big block. That makes it 1-0. Myers with a kill. And back it goes for Braylon Tafts to do the service honor. So River Valley takes the jump here in the fourth. It is 1-0. Here's the serve. Fielded by Rabant. Hoosier sets it up on the run. Softly tapping it over there with Stone. Setting up is Mahoney. Driving it over is Roth. Played again by Platteville, and Hoosier takes it over. There's Tafts, Mahoney, and Myers hammers it, and that one is in. Let's see. Coach Bergent saying it was out. Nope, the line just says in, and that'll make it a 2-0 River Valley lead. Myers putting a charge into one. So she's got a couple of points here early on in this one. River Valley will serve again. Back to do the honors is Braylon Tafts. There it is, fielded by Platteville. They'll set it up, taking a shot. That one is down, no question, for Quinn Temperley. Platteville is on the board. It is 2-1. Fourth set. Getting a chance for its first serve is Platteville. So doing the honors, number seven is Quinn Temperley. Temperley with the approach. There's the serve. Fielded now by Smith. Back to the far side. Myers takes a shot. Down it goes. 3-1. River Valley by two. Myers has scored. Total of three kills here so far in this one. And we'll be back to do it again. Here comes the serve. Far side played now by River Valley, or by Platteville, I should say. Diving is going to be Dye. Drives it over. Fielded by Smith. Back to the front row. Mahoney shot. Tapped by Platteville. Played by Stone. Left side. Now getting it over there is Schuler. Played by River Valley. And Mahoney got it over. Tipped by Platteville. And that's a point for River Valley. Right now, oh, the judge is going to change the ruling. Platteville is arguing, and the near side judge says, I saw it. Far side judge says, I wasn't sure, and it goes the way of Platteville. So that'll make it a 3-2 ball game. Platteville coming back for the chance to serve again. Here's the serve, fielded by River Valley, set on the left side. There's the shot by Stokes, kept live by Platteville, and it caroms off the net, and they can't make the play on hit number three. So River Valley leads it by a score of 4-2. Action coming your way live tonight from River Valley High School. Mahoney will serve. Mahoney coming back for the serve. Here it is, far side, fielded now by Platteville. They'll get it back to Dye, drives it over, and River Valley's going to get a point. There is a double hit called on Platteville, and all of a sudden it is a 5-2 ball game. River Valley by 3 in the fourth set, needing a win. Josie Mahoney gets the whistle, River Valley by 3. There is the serve. Stone fields it. Hoosier sets it. Taking a shot, Platteville, that was down. Big hit by Soraya Stone, and that makes it 5-3. Took the angle in one that was almost impossible to come back and hit. Into the contest for Platteville, freshman Malia Temperley, she will serve. Comes up, there's the serve, pops it over, and Hillebrand digs it. There's Mahoney setting it up again, a high one right on the net, pounced on it by Stone, pushed to the left side, Mahoney gets it over again for River Valley, back to the middle, Dye slaps it in. Rihanna Dye makes it 5-4 on the kill by Platteville. So she gets the kill, and serving will be Malia Temperley. Temperley with the whistle. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve, fielded by Hillebrand. And Mahoney can't play the carom. The pass led her right into the net. And it's 5-5. So River Valley making a couple of miscues. Platteville pouncing on the opportunity. And serving again is Temperley. This one drops over, fielded now by Stokes, Mahoney, and then driving it in is Dostomsky. Elizabeth Dostomsky makes a 6-5 game, and River Valley takes the lead. Dostomsky playing more after the injury earlier to Kenley Straka. Here's Myers with a line drive serve, net serve, and it's going right back to Platteville. That makes the score 6-6. Platteville will serve. Platteville back to do the honors. Drabant, their libero player, is in. Here's the serve, fielded by River Valley. Diving dig, Hillebrand. Gostomski gets it over. Here's Hoosier with the set for the right side. Driving it in is number 22, Avery Richard. That was well played by Platteville, 7-6. Avery Richard gets the point for Platteville. Drabant gets the whistle and will serve. Drabant with a run-up. There's a line drive serve. Fielded back row by River Valley. And it's back to the middle. Shot by Birchfield. Blocked by Platteville. And a double hit called on River Valley. Double hit on the Blackhawks. And Platteville all of a sudden leads by a score of 8-6. Drabant will serve again. Platteville's libero player makes the move. There's a shot right in the middle. There's Taps giving it to Birchfield, and now punched over by River Valley. Nice hit there by Stokes. Back row Platteville, back to the front right, driving it over. Nice shot by Richard. Good dig by Taps. River Valley drives it far side, blocked by Platteville. Put back over. Stokes got it over. Nice effort. Here's Hoosier on hit number two, getting it over for Platteville. River Valley on the far side. Stokes bumps it over. Fielded near side by Richard. Ball goes to the middle, and driving it over is Platteville. Net violation on River Valley. That'll give Platteville a 3-point lead at 9-6 in the fourth set. Lots of youngsters here tonight as well to watch, I'm sure, the skits and everything that will be going on following this one tonight. Here comes Platteville with serve, with a 3-point lead in the fourth. There's the serve. Fielded far side by River Valley. They can't get a lot of elevation on it. And it's a point, and RV will take a timeout. Platteville leading 10-6 here in the fourth set. They lead the match 2-1. High school volleyball coming your way tonight from River Valley's homecoming Thursday night on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. Phil Nee with you tonight. Mr. Fabulous at the controls. High school volleyball. Platteville wins sets 1 and 3. River Valley wins set 2. Here we are in the fourth, and the Platteville serving. They lead by 4 following a River Valley timeout. Here's the serve, worked down by River Valley, and Birchfield drives it over. Got it in. Nice hit. Carly Birchfield from Josie Mahoney. That makes it 10-7. Side out, River Valley. Brooklyn Stokes will serve.